Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of what we've been calling the Q-munity, where we look for information and inspiration. And today, Scott Walker from Greater Lafayette Commerce joins us. Good afternoon, Scott. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Jim.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You're three blocks away, but yet we have to do this over the computer. It's a different world we're living in right now.
It is. And if you would have told me 2 weeks ago that we'd be doing this way, I would have doubted you seriously.
How has Greater Lafayette Commerce dealt with this? Do you still have people working, everybody working remotely?
Yeah, so we're still working. We made a switch a couple of years ago to move all of our applications and servers into the cloud. That's really been fortuitous because we can work remotely. And with the governor's latest announcement of the stay-at-home restrictions, we can still keep working and keep collaborating together. We use Office 365 and we can collaborate and work together and all of that stuff. So while it's a hiccup from our event standpoint, we're moving things online. And in fact, we have a seminar tomorrow that is nearly full. It's a webinar and it's about how to work remotely.
So yeah, I was gonna ask you about that.
A consultant that we've been working with and had a number of successes with from a live attendance standpoint. And so we had him booked for another topic, but decided that with everything that's happening and how do you organize your office workers, he's going to give us kind of a webinar briefing tomorrow morning about that. And that's out on our events calendar if people want to check it out.
From a long-term perspective, Scott, have you even had time to digest what just shutting down for a week? And I still don't know what's to come. I know there are some, you hear about Caterpillar shutting down a little bit. I don't know what's going on at SIA. From a long-term point of view, what's this going to look like? You have any clue?
No, I really don't, but I'm hopeful. The measures we're taking as a state and a country will get us through the near term and will flatten the curve, I think is the language that the experts are using. And so I'm hopeful that we'll see things start to resume back in April. And on the sort of on the manufacturing standpoint, I think two things. I think there was there's an opportunity for some shutdown work to happen. And I think we're seeing some of that. But then
when you say shutdown work, what are you talking about?
Manufacturers will often have scheduled shutdowns where they'll shut down for a week, and then those types of maintenance and other things can happen. And so, I think this presents a little bit of an opportunity. What we're hearing from manufacturers, and we try to keep a good pulse of what's going on with them. Many of them are considered essential. They're part of the supply chain that the administration at the national level and our governor talked about that are critical for the security of the country. And so many of them will continue manufacturing. Some of the smaller manufacturers may have seen their orders falling off as well. And so have had to, move into a shutdown mode. But I think that a number of those larger manufacturers and their supply chains that we have in the community are considered in that essential business category or essential industry category. While they may have a short-term shutdown, we'll probably come back online and continue manufacturing would be my guess at this point. And I think the administration's plans for what we can see, I think we're taking it on a day-to-day basis of what the economy looks like and what's happening with the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm hopeful that we'll see more of a return to normalcy in April.
Scott Walker from Greater Lafayette Commerce is our guest. I know Greater Lafayette Commerce has that long-term plan where it says we wanted to add this many people to our community. We wanted to do all this. Does a blip like this change any of that in your long-term thought process?
Our take is that we've grown substantially over the past 4 years is our estimation, and really over the past decade. So the interesting thing is that this is the year of the census. The challenge will be there's always a portion of the population that has to be personally asked to participate in the census. And all of those numbers that we're basing, you know, our strategic plan on require that we have an accurate census. And so I'd encourage everybody to participate now as soon as possible, and to encourage other people to participate electronically or through the paper process in the census as well. So we need everybody to be counted and everyone to...
Well, it's not like you can use the excuse, I didn't have time at this point in time. You've got plenty of time to fill out your census forms. Scott, before I let you go, anything that you want to leave with people information-wise, anything that you think we need to know?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of resources and we're adding to them. There are on our homepage at www.greaterlafayettecommerce.com. We have a COVID-19 update, and then we also have our restaurant guide that has the restaurants that have reached out to us, our members and other restaurants in the community that have reached out to us to let us know they're still open. Go to those restaurants, go to their websites, order food, give them a call, and help support them through this. We want that. We want our restaurateurs to be successful.
What else do you have going on, Scott? I know you're doing something with blood drives.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're partnering with the Indiana Blood Center as well as Red Cross. And so the Indiana Blood Center is going to be downtown on South Street, adjacent to Regions Bank between 4th and 5th Street. They have a blood mobile. It's going to be parked right outside of Regions Bank there. And they're going to be there on Friday from 10 until 3 p.m. And then for the Red Cross on April 1st, we are going to help them out at the Rat Pack mobile DJs venue they have, you know, that wedding venue they have on 4th Street right across from the courthouse. They're going to be using that for a blood drive as well. So there's two of them, one on April 1st and one on March 27th. And blood drives are considered essential functions in a community. And I've heard a number that in March alone, 500 blood drives in our region were canceled. So there's a desperate shortage of blood for our community, the state and the nation as well. And so these are important things to have happen. So again, March 27th, adjacent to Regions Bank on South Street, and then April 1st at the Rat Pack DJ Studio on 4th Street, right across from the courthouse.
Scott, I greatly appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll get to see each other soon.
Yeah, hopefully, Jim. And thank you for what you're doing. You guys are awesome and exceptional, and we really appreciate your support for the community.